this morning, his house. I'm going to start off in a word of prayer, and then we're going to get on right into the lesson. Lord God, I thank you for this opportunity to stand before your people, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for each and everything that you're allowing all of us to do, Lord God, for your name's sake, nothing of us. Lord God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, Lord Jesus, be acceptable in your sight, for you are my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer. Lord God, hide me behind the cross, Lord God, that they don't see me, Lord God, but they see you, Lord Jesus, in every area, in every step. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Praise God for, I give thanks and honor to our assistant pastor, Pastor Sonia Girl. She is the head of our Sunday school. Thank you for the opportunity to stand here. He told me to talk about abiding in Christ. This is, yes, ma'am, is very important. We're just going to start off with in John 14, 4 through 7. It says, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Verse 5, it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Amen. Jesus is saying in the verses, the fourth and the fifth verses, you can do nothing outside of me. It is going to grow. Nothing is going to grow. Nothing is going to produce for you. For without the vine, meaning Jesus, you can do nothing. In verse 6, he is talking about, if you don't remain in me, then you will be like you'll be thrown away and be burned up because you have become like a branch, and the branch has to be used by the vine. But when we come down to verse 7, and you can ask, he gives us like a promise. He said, let me solidify this. He said, but if you remain in me, you can ask whatever you wish, and it will be given unto you. Jesus is saying, abide, stay connected to the source that can direct you and lead you and strengthen and through you through every journey, every obstacle you may encounter in your life, against or just simply the direction in your daily journey. Stay connected to the source, which is the vine, is Jesus, who is connected to the vine dresser, which is God, from where we come from. So it's a pattern. You got the vine dresser, then you got the vine, and then you got the branches. We're the branches. In John 2 and 6, he took me, said, whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. So if you all abide in Jesus for real, then you should be able to do this without any problem. You should be able to walk this walk with no issues if you're truly claiming him, if you're truly walking right in him. He took me to Matthew 16 and 24. This is talking about discipleship. It's costly. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to follow me, he must deny himself. It means set aside selfish interest and take up his cross, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come and follow me, believing in me, conforming to me, to my example, and living and suffering and may perhaps even dying for my name's sake. You know, I'm talking about still abiding in Christ Jesus, living the life, and not just saying that you're living a life, but you are truly abiding in him, because it is going to show by your fruit that you bear. Your lifestyle does that, whether it is in the company you keep, is in your mouth, is what you hear, what you see. It's going to show how you are. What's your example? How are you living? How are you for real walking this walk out with Christ? You know, we were in the car, and I had to confess to my sister this morning, you know, abiding. He had taken me to another topic, and I was like, okay, yeah, we can do this, and I was in it, and he's like, no, abide. I said, okay, you know, you don't have a choice. If he says detour, you detour, and then you get on that path with him. Well, me and my daughter, we was talking the other day, and she said, I was talking about a group, we was talking about TLC, on R&B group, and T-Boz, one of the leaders. And we saw, like, LaMaya, our granddaughter, she's got that raspy voice like T-Boz. And I was saying, I said, yeah, that's LaMaya. She got that kind of voice and everything. And Maya was, like, talking about her. And I said, yeah. I said, I used to listen to that music. I said, I don't listen to it anymore. She said, well, my mama, it doesn't have any profanity. It's not you know, cursing or anything. It's not bad. You know what? I slipped over to the side. And I said, you know what? It really don't, does it? You know? It really don't. I have to confess, because it all goes back to abiding in Christ. And I said, you know what? So yesterday I was in the car by myself, and I picked up my phone. And I said, I want to listen to old school R&B, 80s, 90s, clean version. I said the clean version, Lord. And so it popped up. So it popped up, it brought up like New Edition, you know, and I was crazy about them back in the day. You know, Ralph Transman, that was like, woo, yes. But so this song came on, and I was like, oh, this is good. And, you know, I got to singing with it, and then another song came on, and I was like, oh, I remember that song too. So I got to singing with that and everything. And I was like, and immediately, boom, like a hand went, like, across my face, like he just slapped me from the heavens. And I was like, God, I ain't singing that. He's like, He said, when I set you apart for my use. I didn't set you apart to where you can dibble dabble just because it ain't got no bad words, just because it may not have this and have that and that. No, your ears are for me, your voice is for me, your eyesight is for me, what you do is for me. You cannot even tempt to even sing a song and be like, oh, no, you better not, because the voice I gave you is for me. The speech I gave you, it is for me. It is not for the enemy. For when I saved you indeed. When I brought you about, I brought you out free and clear and indeed in me. So therefore, you got to even watch just that little bit, because it just took a little bit. And what it did, it opened up just a little tad. But my God, who I serve, who knows who I am, he's like, bam, across my face. And from the heavens, and I was like, oh my God. And I said, okay, I got it. And I said, I understood why he gave me abide. It is important to abide. It doesn't matter whether it's a clean version. It doesn't matter what it's saying. What matters is, are you for real abiding in me? Even when you're in the car by yourself, are you abiding in me? There may not be anybody around, but you know what? The one is around. Because if you are claiming the one, he is right there with you, walking with you, talking with you, sitting right beside you the whole nine yards. You cannot do nothing. You can't even tip your toes over there to a clean version. No, he said, I have set you apart. You know, years ago, I was in my kitchen years ago, and I was getting a little bit depressed, and I was like, Lord, why don't I have any friends? I don't know. I don't talk to nobody. Nobody comes around. He hit me again, and he said, because you are in the world, but you ain't of the world. When he told me that, and he continually tells me that almost on a daily or a weekly or a monthly, anytime my mind tries to go away, I mean, he's like, no, because when I set you apart for me, because people are going to see you, people are going to watch you, and they will be the only Bible that they're going to see. They will be, you got family that only sees the Bible through you, so therefore, you can't even do that. He said, that's why, no, you don't have many people around you. No, you don't have nobody to call on the phone. You call me on the phone. You call
who I have set in your sight. You call who is around to where they can talk the Bible to you, you know, because he said you cannot even pick a phone up and think you're going to call even a family member, because why? They may not have the words of Christ to be able to put into your spirit. No, because you got to have the same likeness in the spirit to be able to walk in the spirit. I cannot hang with this person and know that they doing this thing over here. No, because why? I'm walking this walk for real because I understand that, hey, for when I for real said, for God I live and for God I die, and Lord God, I'm going to abide in you. Even if I have to abide by myself, I'm going to abide in you. And that's what he was telling me. And I said, okay, Lord. And you know what? I had to get repentance for that. Because why? Because I understood where I'm at. I understood, okay, when you were walking for real in him, you can't get stumped up by just a little bit of, oh, it's okay, mama, it's okay. And no, my daughter, she didn't mean nothing by it, you know what I'm saying? She was just saying, but yet and still, I have to have ears to hear him, not ears to hear what everybody else is saying. Because your ears are so important. Your ears have to be tuned to him and his love and his words and his direction for your life. Why? Because the enemy is waiting to turn your ear to him and turn your face to him. Because he knows if you ever for real get free of him and you get on the right path in him, which is in Christ Jesus, oh, you're going to be a force to be reckoned with. You're going to be set above and not beneath. You're going to be able to tell the devil flat-footed in his face, you get behind me, for God I live and for God I die. I will hold the blood-stained banner up for Christ Jesus. I will abide in him, not myself, but in you. I said, okay, God, I got it. I understand because I showed Lacey. I said, look, I even typed it in the right way and everything. God said, I don't care how you typed it in. You belong to me. And when you belong to me, you are no longer your own. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to the other. You belong to me. And as you belong to me, then you will walk in me. You will talk in me. You will be in me, not the world. In 1 Peter 15 and 16, it says, But like the Holy One who called you to be holy, yourselves in your conduct set apart for the world by godly character and moral courage. Verse 16, it says, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. That means you shall be set apart because I have created you to be set apart. Don't worry about you not having these people or them people, the family went that way or them friends went that way. That's okay. Let them go their way and then you go your way that God has directed you to go. Because when he said it is written, that means it is law, it is binding, it is a contract. He is holy, for then I am holy. Because if he has set you free to be holy, then you walk in the freedom, in the holiness in him that he has told you to do. He said, when you are set apart for the master's use, you have to have a willing spirit to abide in that which comes to being a disciple of Christ. You got to give up of yourself. You got to put yourself, you got to crucify yourself every day. In the morning when you wake up, I got to crucify my flesh. Because why? He is waiting to jump out. He is waiting to attack, because he understands if you go on the job and you're going in Christ and you got that mindset of Christ within you, someone on your job is probably going to come up against you. But yet and still, I am standing steadfast, immovable in Christ Jesus. So therefore, let them come on. Because why? I'm standing in whom has set me apart to where when the enemy tries to come up against me, you're going to stumble and fall. Because why? I am abiding in my Savior. I am abiding in the Word. I am abiding my life, my conduct, my voice, my ears, my whole lifestyle, even into what I wear. It is a representation of Christ Jesus. It is not our own. We are not ourselves. When you decided to abide in him, we ain't ourselves. It ain't got nothing to do with us. You took a side. You chose a side. And when you chose a side, then you know what? Man up. Man up, woman. Man up, boy. Man up in him. Man up in who he has called you to be. And don't be afraid that you're by yourself. Don't be discouraged that ain't nobody around. Because in due season, he will bring the people that need to be around you. And even when he brings those people around you, you still got to watch. You still got to watch who's around you. Because why? Jesus had all these people around him. He had 12 people around, but there was a devil still amongst him. It was a devil in the midst. So therefore, you know what? You got to be careful, even when people come around you. The Bible says, try the spirit by the spirit. Meaning if your spirit ain't kind of quickening with my spirit, I don't know about you. This ain't going to work. God bless you. I love you through Christ. But, you know, we ain't no mesh. We don't mesh no more. We don't gel no more. And that's okay. In 1 John 3:24, it says, whoever keeps his commandments means abides in God and God in him. And by this, we know that we are by the Spirit that he has given unto us. But you got to abide in him. You got to want to. You got to want to. It's you got to want to. You got to be able to say, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. You know, somebody texted me the other day. A person I used to be around, a young lady, and said, "Do you still make rolls? I'm gonna need some of them." And I was like, "You don't even text me. You don't even call and see how I'm doing. But you want me to do this, you know?" And I'm thinking, But then God is so perfect when it comes to his people. Two or three glances over on the page, you tipping up. And I'm thinking, thank you, Lord. Thank you for showing me what I still don't need to be around. Pray for her soul. Pray she gets it right. But you know what? I'm cool with that. I'm cool with, you have to be able to discern the spirits, discern what is around you. This is awesome. God said, as long as you keep his commandments, he will abide. He will, his presence, his spirit will be upon you. You know, man, I got happy when talking about this because when I was reading this. He said, abide in Christ. We will, if we walk in him and we talk in him, he will be with us no matter what. I don't care if you're by yourself, I don't care what you're going through. He said, I will be with you. I will abide with you if you will abide with me. Kind of like a twofold thing. You do, I do. You know, in Psalms 91, one of my favorite Psalms, and 1 and 2, this is where talks about safety, abiding in the presence of God. It's safety in that. In verse 1, it says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall what? Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In verse 2, it says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. And I said, oh, that was awesome. He said, he's my safety. As long as I abide in him, the presence of him is with me no matter where I go. Me means the presence of God is with you wherever you go. I don't care if you what did he say? What did he say? If you make your bed in hell, I will be with you. I mean, if you, whatever you set your hand to do, I will be with you. Because why? If you're going to abide in me, I'm going to abide in you. And I'm going to bring you up out of that place that the enemy has put you in, that's allowed you to tip your way, that allowed you to turn your face to. No, you got to turn your face back to the one. And that way, when you turn your face back to the one, that's when you can say, I'm dwelling in him. That way, I can say, I'm abiding in him. And therefore, if I'm abiding in him, then that means he is shielding me. He's protecting me. He is keeping me covered. He said he'll be my refuge. He'll be my fortress. And then what can I do? I can trust in him always because he said, I will always be with you. Even until the ends of the age, I will be with you. I don't have to worry about those naysayers. They say they're going to be with you, but let the rubber hit the road, honey. And ain't nobody there. The only one still standing there is the Lord. He's standing there waiting patiently with open arms saying, I've been here. I've not left. All you had to do is stay in me and I will stay in you and I will give you whatever you are needing. Because why? You have set your love upon me. You set your affection upon me. You set your trust upon me. You set who you are upon me, not nobody else, but upon me and my word. And you know, and God's word is so awesome. But you know, God is so awesome because he said, I can't even swear by nobody else. He said, I had to swear by myself because why? I know I'm not going to break my word. Everybody else may break my word, but I will not break my word. He says, I was getting excited in reading the scripture. The Lord Jesus, as long as I stay abiding, and I say I mean you all as well, say abiding in him, his presence will cover you. From whatever comes, you can turn to, you can turn to him, you can turn to your left, to your right, but always make sure your face is facing him. Psalms 121 says, I lift up mine eyes into the hills, from which cometh my help, knowing all my help coming from the Lord. Okay, so if I know all my help coming from him, then what am I doing? I'm placing my trust, I'm placing my belief, I'm placing my everything hanging on what? His vines, hanging on his roots, hanging on everything that holds me, I'm placing it on. I'm placing our very being on him, because he said, I will not dwell in an unclean vessel. So therefore, if he's not going to dwell in an unclean vessel, then no, you cannot tiptoe over here and listen to that. No, you cannot take your eyes over here and watch that. No, you can't let somebody speak that way to you and then you just accept it. No, you got to still stand for Christ regardless of what comes and regardless of what goes. Know who you are in Christ Jesus, and he will be there. He will open. He will walk with you in those days. So I said, okay, Lord, I choose option number one and two. I will stay in you. I will hang all my affections on you. I will trust that I'm dwelling in the secret place of you. You are hiding me under your wings. I'm trusting in you. Yes, Lord. And then in his presence is everything. Everything is in the presence of God. Your very air that you breathe is in the presence of God. Because why? He gave you that air to breathe. He said, you're going to abide in me. So you know what? I'm going to give you the breath to be able to abide in me. I'm going to give you whatever you need to abide in me. Whatever you're lacking, y'all have to. Because why? If you abide in me, there's no lack. There's no lack in him. And if anything, there's just provision. Provision and provision. Why? Because we are set our affections upon him. We've set our trust. We set our whole being upon him. You know, in Ephesians 3:17 through 19, it says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through your faith, and may you having been rooted, that means securely grounded in the love, be fully capable and comprehending with all saints, God's people, to the width and the length and the height and the depth of his love, experiencing the amazing, endless love of God. And you can only express that. You can only feel that. What if you're abiding in him? If you are kind of wrapped up, tied up in him, it knows no length. It knows no depth. What it is, it just wants you to know that he what he is in you. Know that there's no high height that he won't come get you. There's no deep depth that he will not come after you. What did he do? He left the one to go. He left the 99 to go back and get the one. That means you are that important. I'll leave all this over here, but I'm going to come for you because, well, you are still abiding in me. You still believe in me. You still trust in my word and in my love. And you may come to know practical through personal experiences the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge without experience, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. So that you may have the richest experiencing of God's presence in your lives, completely filled and flooded with God himself. He said, I'm not just going to give you a little. He said, I'm going to flood you with me. I'm going to flood you with my peace. I'm going to flood you with everything that you feel like you're lacking. I'm going to flood you. And then goes in what is it? Psalms 23, he said, my cup runneth over. So when he's filling you up, You know. Sometimes you see a picture. I was watching some little show, and the mama was pouring out coffee, and she was caught up in doing something. But the cup of coffee, it just spilled over. It just kept running and running and running until a person said, "Hey, you not see this? You know what? I don't want nobody to say, hey, God, you see it's running over. No, Lord, keep running, Lord God, because I want what you have for me. I want the abundance. I want I want the experience. I want something to where when I look back, all I got to do is pull this out. Because why? That little piece is still running over. So, Lord Jesus, just keep letting it run over. Run over to me to where I'm just so drenched. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you're drenched in his presence. You're drenched in the experience of knowing who God is in your life. You're drenched in the experience of knowing I'm abiding. As long as I stand still and abide in him and don't get a little tempted on this side or tempted on that side. He said, look forward, look straight, look into me. Because when you look into me, everything, every experience, everything that you are wanting, everything that you are desiring, everything that you are believing for, as long as you have it in me, I'll give it to you. He said, I will not deny no good thing unto those who what? Walk uprightly upon me. Meaning if you're walking right upon me, you know what? You can have it. It's yours. You ain't got to beg him. You ain't got to say, Lord, I'm trying. I need this. Jesus, I need you. See me, Lord God, I'm praying. No, he heard you when you first cried out. Ain't that what he told Daniel? Went out in the lion's den. He said, the angel of the Lord said, I heard you when you first cried out. When you first said, I need you, I'm in desperate need. These lions, they done threw me in here. And Lord God, you know I ain't done nothing wrong. But yet and still, I'm here in this place. And Lord God, I still hang my love on you. I hang my affections on you. I hang my faith on you. So what did God do? He came and delivered him right there in the midst of the beast. He said, I'm going to make him to where you lay your head down on him like a pillow. Who does that? You know what I'm saying? Who does that? Our God does that. He gives us the experience to know if I lay down with you in hell, I can still raise up in glory. I can still raise up in knowing, hey, you brought me out of this. You know what? I know you'll bring me up out of that because why? He says, I'm not respect a person. What I did for one, I'll do for another. But even in that, you still need to be what? Abiding in him. You still need to be having your love hanging on him. Him, believing in him, trusting in him, abiding in him. I'm telling you what, it's something when you abide in him. Oh my God, it's a presence, it's a peace that can't no man give you, can't no woman give you, can't no mother give you, can't no father give you. That the peace and the presence that he gives you when you abide in him, you can walk on the ass, you can walk on the lion, you can walk on the serpent, you can walk over and over everything that's trying to walk over you. Because why? You're walking in it through him. And 1 John 2 and 24, and this talks about let the truth abide in you. You know, a lot of people want to say I abide, but is it your truth? Is it your truth or is it just cliche? Is it just something that you've heard somebody say? Is it something to where you know to be a fact from somebody else's life? Or do you know it for a fact for your life? Because he will make himself known unto you as long as you're making yourself known unto him. See, you can't trick him. You can't play him. He knows whether you for real abiding in him or not. He knows whether you for real or not in him. And if you're not, you know what? You're just going to be laid like the dead branch that was talking about in the beginning. And then you'll eventually be thrown into what? The fire and be burnt up. Because why? You have to come with him in spirit and truth. You got to come with your mind for real, made up in him, a for real made up mind. A mind to where you say, I'm cool. I'm cool on that. I don't want no part in that. I'm good. So in 1 John 2 and 24, it says, let the truth abide in you. Verse 24, it says, therefore, let that abide in you, which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. It is far better to be abiding in Christ Jesus than ourselves to try to abide in what we feel and what we want and what we say and who we hang with. No, honey, it's much better to abide in Christ Jesus than to abide in those things, because those things are all going to last. They're temporary. They're not going to last. But what you do, cliche but true, but what you do for Christ is going to last. Because why? I'm abiding in him. I'm hanging everything on the vine. because the vine is connected to the vine dresser, which is God. So therefore, if I'm hanging it on Jesus and Jesus is hanging it on the Father, you know, hey, I'm right there in great company. I don't need to be tossed from left to right. I just need to be sitting right there in the midst of great company. Because when you're in great company like that, honey, you there's nothing that you can't want, nothing that you can't have. There's nothing that you can't say, thank you, God. Because if I hadn't abided in you, I wouldn't be here. If I hadn't abided in you, I wouldn't have that peace that surpasses all understanding. When the world comes up against, I got the peace. When people say, I got the peace. Whatever comes upon you, I got the peace. Because what Jesus said, and I'm closing, what Jesus said on it, whatever it is written. And when he said it is written, put the word on it. Whatever your situation, it is written. And when you put it on it, stand on it. Abide in him. Like I said, it is far better and greater to abide in Christ Jesus than our own selves. God bless you.